Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Craig Kaiser, and he's a little bit north of Atlantic up by Brayton with Windy Hill Compost. Good morning to you, Craig.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you?
I'm good. Hope you're the same. And I know you are busy because you have a new business going here called Windy Hill Compost. And you know, a lot of people talk about composting and so on and sort of ignore it or going big time. You know, there's all kinds. But I want to start with the basics. How do you define composting?
Yeah, so basically, how I understand composting is, you know, it's kind of a natural process that occurs throughout nature, but by, you know, maintaining and keeping up on the process, we can speed that up with what's called thermophilic or hot composting, where we kind of monitor the carbon and nitrogen ratio that we put together in these, you know, piles or bins. There's various methods, but basically, we're trying to get to a near perfect ratio between those two that will get hot and it'll speed up the process with, bacteria that's working there and microbes. So essentially, that's how I understand it. And then at the end, when it's mature, we can use those on our gardens.
Okay. Yeah, it's an all natural process here. We're not adding some weird chemical or whatever, but it does take a little bit of physical work, and I know you are working on some different methods, and we probably come back to that. But
sure.
Why, Craig, I mean, this is quite a business you're starting here, community-powered composting for sustainable waste solutions. What got you into this?
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess we kind of started about 8 years ago, probably, when we were living in Omaha, and we just had, you know, a basic, you know, tumbler system or, you know, just a compost bin. We just kind of threw all our food scraps in there and some grass clippings and stuff, and I didn't really know too much about the process. I just wanted to keep it out of the waste stream, basically, and, you know, as we went along and kind of saw what happened naturally with that process, I got interested in creating more and speeding up the process. I kind of learned about how big of an issue it is. You know, it's about half of all the waste in the U.S. alone that we send to the landfill is food scraps and yard waste and such. So, you know, I just was really trying to, you know, find a way to increase what I was doing personally. And then it just kind of ramped up as I was learning more about it. And then, you know, we moved here to Brayton about 3 years ago, and I had a lot more space. So I figured, why not try and involve the communities around us and make it a bigger operation.
All right. So we need to kind of talk about then, how can people get involved with this? And I know that somewhere in there you're probably going to talk about produce in the park because that's a starting place, but it's going to go way beyond that. So what's the process? If somebody says, I want to be a part of this composting process, this composting business, what do they do?
Sure. So a couple different options. Like you mentioned, Produce in the Park. I am there every week, the whole time. And then we also at the Elkhorn Farmers Market on Mondays from 4 to 6. And basically the process is, if you'd like to, you can take one of my 5-gallon buckets with a lid, or you can bring your own container that you already have. And essentially, I'll have a 32-gallon bin at the markets. You can dump it into there, or you can swap out your bucket. Also, if you'd like it to be more convenient and you don't go to the market every week, we offer either a biweekly or a weekly, if you're interested, collection service from either your residence or business. And the prices are basically starting at $20 a month, but that's, you know, it just kind of depends on how often you'd like picked up, stuff like that. But, you know, it's pretty simple so far. Just bring it to the market. Talk to me if you're interested in the residential pickup. But so far, that's where we're at with the two markets.
Okay, so kind of starting kind of small, but growing, obviously. And, I think for some people, they go, what? I bring my bucket of garbage, and we're going to define that better, and leave it with you and take a clean bucket home and come back next week. So that's one of the methods. And it's kind of almost like magic, actually, when you see the finished product of what happens when you all of this composting process goes on and you see the end result. It's almost kind of unbelievable if you're not used to it. So when we're filling our buckets, and I'm just going to talk about right now where we're going to bring our bucket, and then we'll go back to the other option. When we bring our bucket, what could we put in there?
Sure. So basically what we're accepting right now is any fruit or vegetable scraps, eggshells, coffee grounds. You can bring your coffee filters, tea bags, yard waste, if you'd like to add that in there, grass clippings, leaves, small branches, breads, pastas, cereals, paper towels and napkins, and then shredded newspaper or just paper in general. And then if you have any of the like brown bags from the grocery store, you can put those in there as well. Those are all compostable. Pretty much right now, the only things that we're not accepting in there is like fats, oils, and grease, animal products, bones, meat, fish, dairy. And the reason for that is just because we're trying to keep down, you know, any level of rodent or whatever trying to get into our piles right now. We may start accepting those in the future, but right now we're not. And then just pretty much food stickers or any plastic, we're not obviously not accepting that. But yeah, I mean, for the most part, we're covering, you know, the whole spectrum of, you know, compostable materials. If it grows, we can, you know, if it grows in the ground at some point, we can compost it.
Well, that's a good way to think about it. Does it grow in the ground? When I'm looking at the paper, newspaper, brown bags, what about cardboard?
Yep, cardboard works too. Yep, absolutely. That's a good carbon source for us. So you can do that as well.
Okay. So I think a lot of us are used to having the garbage truck come by on a regular basis. So this could be kind of the same service, only we got to think about it's not just garbage, it's just what's compostable. And interesting, Craig, that you say, you know, you'll come by on a regular basis to pick this up. So a thoughtful approach to keeping all of this stuff that's compostable out of the landfill. And our landfills, of course, have been giving us big problems. So, again, I'm thinking, you know, when you're talking about like at the markets or pickup, you're talking about a 5-gallon bucket. Does that serve in a week? Does that serve a family of four people? I mean, I know families differ, but, you know, does a 5-gallon bucket kind of give you an idea of how much people might put together in a week?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I would say, I mean, based on my own experience, and granted it was just, you know, my wife and I composting for a while there, but, you know, we really didn't fill that bucket too quickly. I would say it took probably at least 2 to 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
So it really just depends on the family, but, you know, there's always the option if you run out of space in your 5-gallon bucket, you can always contact me and I could, you know, come by and swap it out for you, or any of those situations where you're running low on space, we could work something out there as far as that. But I would say that for most families, a 5-gallon bucket would definitely suffice for at least a week, probably two.
Okay. And is there another option other than a 5-gallon bucket? I know that's really
you can use your own container, or we could provide you with a 32-gallon bin with it has rolling wheels on it. We have some of those that we could offer as well.
Okay, because you did mention in the conversation that we're talking about homes, but also businesses, and there.
Yep. For the businesses, I would definitely recommend the 32-gallon bin, just because I know there's a lot more volume that goes in there.
Yeah.
So I think that would be a good option for any business that is interested in doing that.
Okay, so if this is still kind of confusing because it's certainly a new idea in the area for the possibility of having someone, you, come by and pick up our compostable materials or delivering them to you. So how do they find out more and how do they contact you?
Sure. So we have a Facebook and an Instagram. The Facebook, they're both just Windy Hill Compost. You can search for those. You can reach out to me on both of those avenues. Otherwise, we have an email, windyhillcompost@gmail. That's all listed on our Facebook page as well and Instagram. So you can reach out to us there.
And you have a phone number.
Probably the best avenues.
Okay, and phone numbers are hard to remember, but I'm going to quickly say it, 402-676-0689, but probably online is easy. Online or stop at one of the farmers markets and visit with you in person and ask the questions. A great opportunity for us to really help our environment, Craig, and we thank you and your wife for taking those steps to do that.
Absolutely. Thank you for allowing us to chat about it.
You bet. So until next time, here's a thought from Confucius. The man or person who moves a mountain begins by carrying away small stones.